January 6th saga. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. During the January 6th hearings Tuesday, the House Select Committee, playing several clips from former White House counsel Pat Cipollone's deposition with an attorney last week. In this clip, Cipollone criticizing a meeting between former President Trump, former National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn, and others on December 18th, 2020.
I don't think any of these people were providing the president with good advice. I didn't understand how they had gotten in.
Republicans say that Democrats are using the hearings as a means to distract focus from the inflation crisis. The Pentagon says an ISIS leader has been killed by a U.S. drone strike in Syria. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more.
U.S. Central Command said in a statement Maher Al-Aghal was killed in the strike. Al-Aghal was once a top operative in the Islamic State and more recently commanded terrorist factions backed by Turkey. Another top official who was with Al-Aghal was said to be seriously injured. U.S. officials say the Islamic State is not what it once was, but has been able to reform itself in many Middle Eastern regions.
Firefighters making major progress in controlling the Washburn fire that has been threatening a grove of giant sequoias at California's Yosemite National Park. Fox's Claudia Cowan is there with the latest.
With big trees in the park weakened and falling down, Fire Information Officer Mark Peebles says hundreds of fire crews are working in dangerous conditions.
You have drought-stressed trees, you have drought-stressed vegetation and those types of things. And so that's always going to cause for wider fire spread and also resistance to suppression.
Along with bulldozing containment lines, crews used hiking trails and roads inside the park as pre-existing fire breaks and now have the fire 22% contained.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A multi-million dollar settlement is reached between two pharmaceutical companies and the city of San Francisco regarding opioids.
San Francisco City Attorney David Chu announces Teva Pharmaceutical Industries and AbbVie's Allergan unit have agreed to pay $54 million to settle a lawsuit alleging the companies over-dispensed opioids without proper oversight, sparking an addiction surge in the metropolitan area. The agreement calls for the opioid manufacturers to pay the city of San Francisco $34 million and provide $20 million worth of the overdose reversal drug Narcan. AbbVie confirming the settlement, Teva calling it a critical step forward in getting life-saving treatments to people suffering from opioid addiction. The agreement reached before closing arguments in a trial that's gone on since April. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
For the next 2 days, it's Amazon Prime Day. Fox Business Network's Lydia Hu is at the Robbinsville, New Jersey Amazon warehouse with more.
Amazon Prime Day sales have grown every year since the shopping event got started in 2015. Last year, we saw about $6.5 billion in U.S. sales. This year, we expect to see around $7.7 billion in the United States. That's growth, but it's still smaller than the growth we've seen in prior years, perhaps because of skyrocketing inflation. Other predictions show that inflation will impact consumer spending. A survey by Retail Me Not shows that consumers spent almost $600 on Amazon Prime Day last year, but this year they're projecting shoppers are going to pull back, spending only about $388.
NASA unveiling new images from its James Webb Space Telescope, showing dancing galaxies and baby stars. First Lady Jill Biden issuing an apology Tuesday after comparing the diversity of the Hispanic community to breakfast tacos in a speech in Texas. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.